What's good, guys? It's your boy Justin J coming to you with another car video. Let's cook, boys. Let's cook. All right, the Simp Chronicles. What is a simp? How to kill the inner simp. All right, guys. When you're a simp, you're going to be going out of your way for women a lot, guys. You're going to be just trying to do the best job that you can do at making her see that you're her best option available, right? But see, where you go wrong when you do that is a woman already knows, like, okay, have you ever had a woman say something to you like, you know, you would be the perfect husband? Like, if we're still single in 10 years, like, you'll make the perfect husband. Guys, that shit is completely beta. It's completely corny for you to even sit there and accept a woman telling you anything near that or anything like that, guys. Never accept that shit, right? So what a simp is a guy who puts a woman before himself, guys, to the point where it's sickening, and she knows that it's sickening. She even wants to vomit on herself sometimes, right? So it really doesn't get you anywhere with women. And at the end of the day, if the woman does choose you, at the end of the day, just know you're about to suffer, guys. Let me give you an example. One time I made this delivery, right? And this guy came to the door, but he didn't have the money to pay for the food. So he went and got his wife, right? And she came with them, like, with her purse to grab the money. So when she's giving me the money, she's like, did they apply the coupon? And I'm like, no, they didn't. I'm sorry. It's right here. It's not here. She started wigging out. Oh my God, I can't believe they didn't. And he was just like, babe, calm down. Shut up. Shut up. Don't you even talk to me. Don't tell me what to do. He was just looking back at me like, you know, super embarrassed, right? That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. Guys, you're only going to get disrespect, right? When a woman doesn't, like, when a woman doesn't see you as her, like, best option or the number one, guys, no, walk away. You have to kill that inner beta. Kill the inner simp, guys. Because what the inner simp is going to do is have you acting off of emotion, moving like a woman. And guys, it will just lead you to your own demise, guys. I broke someone's jaw over a female, guys. Did that stop her from, you know, having sex with other dudes and being a 304? No, not at all, guys. It did not do anything. It just made me go psycho. And now when I look back on it, that chick got pregnant by a complete bozo. And now I'm that dude. Guys, kill the simp. Straight like that. Kill it before it kills you. Guys, let me give you another example, right? On this simp shit. You will fuck with a girl who does not respect you just for the simple fact that she's having sex with you. Let me give you a story, right? Another Colombian chick story. So this is a Colombian chick, right? Super gorgeous, right? But I know she's a 304, but I'm letting certain things slide and acting like I don't care, even though I do care, right? So I made my move. We hooked up one night. She's like, yo, I gotta go home, but let's make this happen tomorrow. So the next day comes, we make it happen. Guys, this chick, she was fire. So when everything is said and done, she's looking at me like, so where do you see this going? Like, what do you want from this? And I'm just like super excited, heart beating super fast on some simp shit. I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to be with you if you want to be with me. And she's like, that's cute. I don't do relationships. Then sinks her head into my chest, looks up at me and whispers, I'm sorry you caught feelings. And then goes back to cuddling in my chest. And no, guys, not like cuddling me. Like, I want to be wrapped in your strong arms right now. It was more of a cuddle like, I'm sorry I had to break your heart, simp. Guys, I will never forget that shit. I will never, ever, ever, ever forget that shit. You understand me, guys? You understand how serious this is? Moments like that, you're going to be at your lowest. And you're still going to be thinking like you got some type of prize with sex. No, because you don't got the respect. Guys, let me tell you, when you're a simp, you're vulnerable. And what do women always say? I just want a guy to be vulnerable with me. It's a complete lie. That's why you being a simp just doesn't make sense, guys. When you're dealing with women, you have to be dominant. Damn near aggressive, sometimes assertive. Get your point across. Say what you mean what you say. Be direct all the time, right? but never be a simp. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of guys in here that have had simp stories. That's why I'm putting the stories in there so you can relate, guys. You still have to look back. Yo, I was that fat piece of shit. Never going back to that again. Yo, I was a simp ass dude. Never going back to that again. You know what I mean, guys? So we always have to, you know, keep our game tight. But yeah, being a beta male, right? The one thing about being a beta male that really gets you nowhere is like, it's like a scent that comes off of you. You know, like when you're on semen retention and like the pheromones, like a woman is just drawn to you because she can just literally smell it off you. You know what I mean? She can just feel the tension coming off of you, right? It's the same way with a beta male simp. Beta male simp mangina, they know you are, because even the way you look at them, like, I'm telling you, I see it in passing all the time. When I'm just being me, ignoring chicks, there will be a dude literally just like, like, goddamn, she find her ass fat. She will literally walk past them, guys, and just be beelining for me, like looking at me or looking at somebody else selecting the area. Like, I'm telling you, and I just be looking at dudes like, it's crazy how she just stole all your energy. And like, you know, she didn't have to give you a drop of hers. Simp shit. And you might even think, oh, he's just looking. That's not being a simp. That's being a simp, bro. That's being a simp. Because what if that lady, no, not even what if, she got a bunch of options. You don't know if she's married, whatever. You just look real quick and keep it pushing. But for you to be like, oh my gosh, like, she better never give me a chance to hit that. I'm shooting up the club. You're a simp, bro. Because she got a nice body. You don't even believe in yourself like that. Trust and believe. When you use language like that, it exposes you, guys. Treat women like they're normal. When you're a simp, you're higher prone to self-deletion or to delete her if she does something that you don't like or if she steps out of the relationship. Guys, when a woman wants to step out of the relationship, it's cool. But see, that's why a lot of dudes do that type of shit, because they're not select off rip. They don't. Listen, guys, do you feel like this about yourself? I could leave my house, right, and go to 5 to 6 different spots, like a grocery store, I don't know, Target, I don't know, just name 5 places. I am completely comfortable that if I make 5 approaches in each store, I can have sex with at least one girl a day. Like, that's how I feel. I'm that select. Do you think most men feel like that? No, not at all. So the simp controls them, not the masculine identity. The simp controls them, guys. And you must kill the simp, because, guys, women will double back around for you. I don't care if it's 10 years from now or 20 years from now. Women are going to double back around, and they hope that your mindset does not change. Like I always say, so if you're going to be that dumb dude, you know, she's going to go out and have her fun, and you're going to be the simp waiting to give her a luxurious life or waiting to give her a fun time. Now, fuck all that. She got to earn anything if you even did want to let her come back. But like I always say, guys, don't do it. And that's a part of killing the simp, too. When I tell guys to walk away from a woman when she's playing games with you, it's for a reason. That's killing the simp. When you're with a woman in a relationship and she wants to leave, or she's just had it and she's done, let her leave, guys. That's a part of killing the simp, killing the inner beta. Because here's the thing, you can spend a lot of time alone, but if you do not perfect your game and take it out into the field, you're just going to get bitter, guys. You're just going to get bitter, and being bitter is beta. Being bitter is like, yeah, it's very beta, guys, because listen, and I know a lot of people might think, well, your videos, you sound like you're bitter. And yes, I have had my heart broken. Yes, I'm very hurt. Guess who's still thriving? Shit, I don't give a fuck. Killing that beta, if they want to call it like you're butthurt or you're hurt, fuck it. I stand levels above other men because their mindset's not even like this. No woman is ever coming in between what I got going on, and I wouldn't even know that unless I killed the inner beta. Guys, have you ever walked like halfway across town to go buy $80 flowers for a chick? Have you ever walked like an hour or two away to a mall or whatever to get your chick like a necklace or whatever before you even had a car, like you were doing simp shit? Think back to the early years. Yeah, guys, if you were doing shit like that, it's best that it happened then and you were able to cut it off, you know, flip the switch. But the Simp Chronicles means so much to me to tell this story because it's absolutely hilarious, guys. Like, you will get played out time after time after time after time using that same simp playbook, you know, that simp strategy. It gets you nowhere. It gets you walked all over. It's like you're a joke. Like, who are you? But just remember that, guys, if you've ever been in situations with an ex-girlfriend or a situationship and the attraction died, more so from her than you, it's because you were simping too much. It's because you were simping too much. You were probably sucking her toes. You was probably licking their butt, you know, when y'all was getting it in. You was probably doing all of this goofy shit, and she probably wasn't even gunning you like that. She probably wasn't even giving you the spin around Gizzy Glock Glock 3000. Like, she probably wasn't doing none of that, bro. And you were sitting here doing all this shit, being attentive, nice dates, candlelit dinners, all of this goofy shit. I know dudes be buying chicks puppies. You're just giving her something to love more than you because you're a simp. Kill the inner simp, guys. Like I told you, my ex of 2 years, I thought we was going to last, right? At that time, of course. That's when I got seriously red-pilled, guys. This is when I got seriously red-pilled. This chick, to me, we were around each other every day for like damn near 2 years. This chick dressed like a librarian, cardigans, you know, the tight slacks with the dress shoes. She was very much so a woman, or so I thought, you know. And I remember one day in particular, we passed this dude that she eventually ended up getting with. And they were like these low-grade dime bag dealers standing on the corner. And me and her, we used to go cash our checks after work. I was a leader, guys. Got her to open up that bank account. Gave her her budget and everything. I managed her money, right? Babe, she used to always ask me, babe, why do you show me all this stuff? And I'm just like, yo, because I want you to be good with or without me. Simp shit. Simp ass shit. Even though it's real man shit at the same time, it's simp shit because you should never be leading like that. And then, so we're driving past the low-grade dime dealers, and she looks over at them and goes, losers. They're never going to change. They do the same thing every day. And I was just like, yeah, I know what you mean. And we kept driving. One of the dudes over there is who she eventually went to go have sex with. Picture that. Imagine that, guys. So never, like, pay attention to a woman's, like, vocabulary, or you think she talks special and her mind is so amazing. It's like, no. Don't pay attention to the words. Pay attention to the actions, guys. And once you start doing that, slowly but surely, you're going to kill the inner simp, guys. But a part of killing the inner simp is really taking emotion out of this shit, guys. If a chick's not trying to do what you need her to do or what you want her to do, she's got to go. There's no sense in simping and doing what these rappers do and buying bags and cars and shoes. Because as you can see, these chicks are just on to the next. But here's another part. When you kill the simp, guys, you got an unbreakable mentality. I'm telling you, a shorty with the fattest ass, right? She can have a crazy BBL body, be pretty in the face, and be standing in front of you trying to manipulate you. And you're just looking at her like, yeah, you're about 3 years too late. You're about 5 years too late. However many years you've been removed from being a simp, you're just going to say, like, think that in your head. Like, what's up? You're going to have to try something different. You're going to have to come at me harder. If you want this attention right now, you're going to have to come harder than that. You're going to have to come way harder than that, guys. Because when you get your heart broken, guys, I'm going to tell you, it does something to you. It's like that feeling, it cannot be replaced by something. It just feels like you're free falling, like you're falling and you never know when your back's gonna hit anything. That's how it feels when you get your heart broken. And it's just like that constant feeling. But when you wake up, take the blinders off. Stop letting society lie to you. Stop letting them pander to women. And they're pandering to you too if you're a simp because you're moving in emotion. Remember that, guys. Kill the inner beta before it kills you. It's your boy, Justin J. Get with you boys in the next video. Let's go, boys. Let's go.